Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. And my time here has been wonderful. And I have gotten back in touch with the Dutch community. And the Dutch community is so rich because it's dense. There are a lot of people here in the Netherlands, and a lot of them have Reiki. And the Reiki practice crosses all these boundaries. And so there are many people from different aspects of life that are connected into Reiki, which is usual. But here it seems much more tangible because the land area is so small. And I had a wonderful opportunity, a master that I've known for many years, and I'm very curious about his Reiki story because I don't think I've ever heard it. So, Joop, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And please, my first question is, could you please share with us your Reiki story, how you came to Reiki, what it was like for you, and how you got to where you are now?
For me, Reiki started at about 25 years ago. And in that time, I went once a year to what we call a cure ort. Do you understand? You go there for your health and you don't eat and only drink and drink water. So you do it for your health. And one of the participants, when we were sitting in the evening together, someone said, she has Reiki. And I didn't know what Reiki was. And I thought at that moment, perhaps it is stupid. And perhaps I'm the only one who doesn't know what Reiki is. So I didn't ask anything. And I listened. And during the week, I saw the lady giving treatments to all different people during the cure ward. And I heard from them that they liked it and that it was good for the health and that it gave them peace. So then I asked, can you give me a Reiki treatment? Mm-hmm. And she did. And that was a very good experience for me. So when I came back at home after about more than a week in the cure, yes, things always happen when they... So when they should happen, it happens. And in the newspaper, there was a very little announcement about an evening you could visit and where people should tell you something about Reiki. And there was a phone number with it. So I called the phone number and I did not go to the evening because for me, it was sure I wanted to learn Reiki. And I asked them, when is the first Reiki course? And she said, that's this weekend. So I booked for the weekend and it was just what I was seeking for. And the Sunday afternoon when I went home, I knew at that moment I want to be a Reiki master. So,
wow.
Yeah. And after I have to look back, but after about 1 year after Reiki 1, I did Reiki 2. And a time later, I asked to the permission to come on the course for Reiki Master. And so that's in the meantime now that my mastership was, I think, in 2001. So at about 12, 13 years now. That's the beginning.
Wow. Wonderful. Nice.
Yeah.
And so you were a part, early part of the Reiki community here, huh?
Yes and no, because early, then I think of the people who are around me in Holland from the 80s and the early 90s.
Yep.
And so... Reiki started in Holland in 84. I was at about 17 years later.
Really?
But still early.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. So, you seem to, I've been to your center and it's really wonderful and it seems like When did you decide that you needed to put together a center, and what was that process?
Yeah, so I started immediately after my mastership with Reiki courses.
Uh-huh.
So in 2001. And in that time, I rented space in other centers, in other spiritual centers, on different places in Holland. And very soon came in my mind, once upon a day, I want to have a center. And in that time, in 2001, I had a business in Zwolle, in one of the towns in Holland, in the industrial area. And in that time, I was, I was a businessman, but I was a busy man.
You were a busy businessman.
Yeah. And so I had something like, I want to sell my company, and once upon a day, I want to have a center. And it happens afterwards when I look back very quickly. So one day when I came back from visiting customers, and I was on the highway, and I saw the exit Elspeet.
Uh-huh.
And in Elspeet, in the center of where I exist now, in this center there was someone who works on the natural way to work on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Is the healer?
Yeah, natural health.
Natural healer.
Yeah.
And I went to him for some supplements for vitamins.
Right.
And just when I came in, and I paid my money to his wife in the shop, and then he came in with a client, and he said, "Hi, Joop, how are you?" "Yeah, fine." "Oh, we didn't see each other for a long time." I said, "Yes, that's true." And he said, "My next client canceled, so I have time for 45 minutes. Shall we have a cup of tea?" And that was the beginning. And I went with him for a cup of tea, and we spoke about all kind of normal private things between us. We know each other so already in that time more than 10 years. And at the end he said, "Yeah, and I want to sell this center because it's too big for me." And then I said, "Okay, may I have a look in the center?" He said, "Are you interested?" I said, "Maybe." So he gave me a short look in the different spaces. And then his next client came, and I went here in the forest, because for me it was very important, the forest, to walk with the people in the morning or during day, that you can do a walk in silence or anything, or a meditation in the forest. So I went here in the forest. And it was at about 3:30 in the afternoon. And during the day, when I walk here in the forest, even now, you rarely see wild animals, like wild pigs or deers, because they are sleeping. They work in the night. And I was at about, 200 meters in the forest, and there was a real big deer with, I don't know the English name, on his head, the big horns.
And antlers, we call them.
Okay. And it was standing there, and I stopped, and we looked to each other, and it was so impressive. It was the first time that I met a deer in a forest. And for me, it was clear, I have to be here. This is a message. So when I came back, I asked him the price. And I think it took that about 3 weeks from speaking together and about price and anything. And after 3 weeks, I was the new owner.
Wow.
So he was here. Yeah. And I had still my factory in Zwolle, and I did not live here in this area, but no problem. Everything went his way. And in the beginning, at about half a year, we worked together so that he had his space here also. And after about 6 months, he found a different place. So I'm sitting here now, this year, 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. That is, that's true. It's a gift.
Well, how long ago was it that I came there?
Oh, I think you have been here in 2007, 2008.
Yeah, maybe. I'm really bad at time.
Yeah. So,
That was just a couple of years after you opened then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah. So
it's now more, much more a spiritual center.
Uh-huh. So what do you do there?
It's growing and growing. What I am doing, so I concentrate myself on three things. So the first one, and it started with Reiki. So Reiki treatments, Reiki courses, and telling about Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you call it readings? No.
Just lectures, yeah?
Yeah, evenings that people can come and
inform
them about Reiki.
Right.
But treatments and the courses is most important.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I do is the work of Byron Katie.
Oh.
The work of Byron Katie, four questions and the turnaround. And I do it here in my center, private sessions with people, so one-to-one, face-to-face,
uh-huh.
And workshops in groups. But I prefer working with one person face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
And the third thing, which I like very much, is my singing bowl concerts.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a real fashion in the meantime. So I have a wonderful space for it. When you look on the website, we call it Klankschalen. And there's also an English video about the singing bowls. And I do three things. So one is singing bowls concerts, mostly on Sunday. Then singing bowls workshops, so that people learn themselves how to work with a bowl, that it make the good singing, that you use it on the right way.
Uh-huh.
And the third thing is singing bowls healing. So then the people are laying on a table, one or even, is it possible, two persons in one time. And they are surrounded by singing bowls, and they get singing bowls on their body. And all together, it takes it about one and a half hour, and it's great what happens with people. So all the three items, they have to, in mind practice, nearly the same ending, so that it is good for you body, but also good for your mind,
mm-hmm.
Especially for your mind. Yeah, and it can happen a lot of things, and people do one or three things to clear, for instance, blockades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm really interested in the singing bowls because, of course, I know what they are just casually, so to speak. But I'm wondering if you have a story about one of the singing bowl, a story about what can happen with those singing bowls.
So when the singing bowl, so what happens in the beginning when people come, I tell them what happens in the body. And I always have the next story. You take a stone, and when you put it between your fingers and it's thrown in the water, you get the waves. And
yeah.
The waves are going farther and farther. And you and me, our body is over for more than 70% water. And we have billions of cells in our skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sound, the vibration of the balls comes through your cells in your body. And because of the reason that we are more than 70% water, you have the same system as when you throw a stone in the water. In our body, it's going to your head, your arms, it's going to your legs. So it's very good for your health, for your muscles, for your mind, for your organics, so like your heart, your lungs, kidneys, anything.
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely, I like it very much. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there are more and more people coming for the combination. So that they ask, they book, for instance, for a few hours, and they get first the singing bowls and afterwards a Reiki treatment from an hour. It's so wonderful what happens, and I like it, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's a gift. And my singing bowls room, when you look on the website, it's so nice. So it's created by a woman who was working in the, how do you call it, in show business.
Uh-huh.
And so the colors used in this space are the are gold and warm purple blue, the colors from Tutankhamun.
Oh.
So the room looks Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
And we don't use it for anything else, only for everything with singing bowls and gongs and more instruments.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to experience it. Yeah, so you are invited.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Your experience of having a center. My assumption about people who have centers, and there are some who have been pretty successful, sounds like yours is that you also are interested in building like a kind of community of people who have the same sort of interests and who support each other. Is that true for you?
You mean that in the center is the possibility for other people to live there?
No, I meant a community. Like, it doesn't have to be a living-in community. It can be simply a community of people, the same... and
the same thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, in the last 10 years, a lot of people asked me, is it possible, can I come and live with you here?
Oh, I see. You've had that experience. Oh, okay.
And when you look to the spaces, it should be possible. But that is not my goal. My goal is that I do my things, so treatments and courses and workshops, etc.
Right.
And, of course, in the meantime, I have when... yeah, we can call it a community. I have a lot of people coming back and coming back and coming back through the years.
Uh-huh.
So, but they all belong to, you can say, a group. So mostly Reiki people, they stay with Reiki. Perhaps they do other workshop, but one of the things is Reiki, and that's mostly the important part.
Uh-huh.
So for me is Reiki still very important for me and special for me as person and to do with other persons. And it's very important for the center. And so that's a community. A lot of people I know and which come here, that's we can call it a community. And that's the same with, for instance, singing bowls. There are people who are living for it nearly. The way I built it up and deepened it myself in it was the reason that I also created a community of people only for the singing bowls. And that's the same with the Byron Katie. Byron Katie, I know her very well. And I assist her nearly every year somewhere, when she has a school or when she does a workshop in Amsterdam. So a lot of people in that scene know me, and a lot of people are coming here, even from other countries, to come 1 or 2 days and to work with me with this system on their blockage.
Can you explain a little bit about her work?
I didn't understand you.
Can you explain a little bit about her work?
The work?
Yeah.
Yes. The work, when I was a businessman in that time, I didn't think about things. I mean, I did not thought about the past.
Right.
Because I was busy.
Okay. But,
yeah. Suddenly, within 1 year, 3 things happened in my life. And all these things could have been my death.
Really? Oh, wow.
And the third time was so heavy for me. And it looks like if God had a hand in my neck and pushed my body, something like, Job, awake, there's more than only this. This is past for you.
Wow.
And shortly after that, then I went to the cure, what I told before.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning. Then I met someone. She knows that I was struggling about some things from my past. And she gave me, in that time, a tape. The CD was not in use. And she gave me a tape. And she said, listen to it. Maybe it's something for you. So that was the first time that I heard the voice from Byron Katie. And in the beginning, I had something like, I didn't like to do the work.
Right.
So I had something against it, and something like, an American woman making money.
Right.
But I listened to the tape for a second time and a third time. And after the third time, I did the same what I did with Reiki. I immediately sent a mail to the work in America, and I described for the school in Germany. And so I went directly in deep water. So I went
like
to the
it.
School, and the school can be heavy. And in the morning you start at 7 o'clock, then you have to be clothed in and be ready. And it's going on all the day, working on yourself until at about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the evening. It was such a wonderful experience, 9 days long after each other. There was such a wonderful experience, and it changed my life. And after a few days already, I had something. I have to go home because I have to go to him and tell him, oh, I did it not wrong. I did it wrong. And I have to go to her and tell her, so I did wrong to you. But I had to finish the school, of course. But it was so wonderful. It made an other person of me. So, and I know the working of the work, and therefore I weekly have people here for a working private 1-to-1. When they are ready for it, it's a wonderful way. And it clears so much in your mind and in your body afterwards. But the pain in our body is a signal. And the 3 things, what happens with me, for me afterwards, it was signals from the universe. Change. And if you don't change, I fought for myself, the next warning will be my death. Something like, that was my fault. I have to listen to these signals.
Right.
And we all get signals.
That's right.
It's wonderful. I love her.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and I've heard of the work, and it's very intriguing because it is. It just feels like it's taking a natural process and just making it conscious. But That's a very simple way to put a very profound experience, I think.
Yeah.
Wow, great.
It's quite simple. The way of the work is quite simple. Katie once said, wherever I come in the world, when I get critical words, people say, but the solution cannot be so simply.
Uh-huh.
And Katie said, and then I asked them, is it true? That's one of the questions, the first one.
Right.
Then you have a one line. And on the first question is, you repeat the one liner and ask the client, is it true? So this was the question that she went, with this question, she went
right
back to the person who said it. Because it is an easy way, but it's going
right
so deep.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a very good thing. And I know there are, of course, more of these ways to go the way inside.
Right.
But is this the way? And
right.
It came on my path.
Right, exactly.
And I really thank God every day for everything that came on my path. Reiki, the work, and the singing bowls, and wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, loving with this.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so do you have any kind of vision for your center, or is it, is there something else coming, or are you just going to leave it up to Reiki?
It's okay the way it's now.
Uh-huh.
And you can never look in the future, so maybe that something else will be added. But when I look now, I said, no, it's enough. This is, there are three different things and three things which can be combined, one
right
to another. When I do the work about Katie with someone and there's a lot of emotion, that's possible, then I can offer, shall I give you a Reiki treatment? And
right,
mostly the people say yes. And then they get more quiet through the treatment and they can go home in a good condition again.
Right.
The body is quiet. And the same thing is when someone is on the Reiki table, because they come for a Reiki treatment, it's possible that during the treatment that someone starts getting tears. Okay, no problem. And when they want, I can offer them, if they want, to look to the blockades. What happens? Do you want to have a look to it? Do you know the work of Byron Katie? So I talk with them, and very often they do. Afterwards, the work of Byron Katie.
Yeah.
The combination is very nice. And that's the same when someone comes for the gongs, private, and for the singing bowls. First, they are sitting before the gong. And one of the gongs I have, the biggest one is 1 meter and 30 centimeters round. So that's a very big one.
Wow.
And the people are sitting before it at about 1.5 centimeter with their back from the gong. And I play the gong. When you are sitting there, the vibration, it's like radiation getting in your body.
Wow.
So also possible that things happen, that people get emotion only for sitting at the gong. And I never let them go in that way. So then afterwards, I can give them a Reiki treatment, a short or a longer one. And even when they wanted the work of Byron Katie or a new appointment for next time. But it is a wonderful combination.
Right.
Oh, I'm lucky with the things I'm doing now. And this combination works already at about 4 years now. And that's okay. Singing bowls was the last one which I added.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Reiki was the first. And then came the work of Byron Katie here inside with workshops and private sessions, and then the singing bowls. And of course, there are a lot of people here when they are here one day or a weekend, that they give me leaflets or phone numbers or websites from different ways of spiritual work. And of course, I take a look on the website. But for me, it's sure, these three things are for me okay. And it's not necessary that I have a four or a fifth or a sixth. Now I can live the work. So I can live Reiki, I can live the work, and I can live working with the singing bowls. And I don't need any more. No. And Reiki is, for me, one of the big things. In the morning, when I wake up, I always put the alarm 20 minutes before I want to leave my bed. And first, when I wake up, I give myself Reiki in my bed. The same thing is when I go to bed in the evening, as soon as I are warm below my blankets, I start giving myself Reiki. And Reiki is one of the things, because I always start with breathing. So breathing to my belly, breathing to my breast, breathing to my head, breathing to my legs. That I do it every position more times. After that, I start for myself praying. And after my praying, the last what I do with Reiki, mostly during giving myself Reiki, I sleep. And one of the wonderful things, when you dream, so in my case, and I hear it from a lot of people, when you dream and the next morning, it's very difficult to remember where was the dream about.
Right.
But when I give myself Reiki, and when I sleep, for instance, when my hands are on my breast, then the next morning, I know exactly where I finished.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Have you ever heard it before, Neil?
No, I've never heard that before. That's nice.
No, yeah. So I know exactly where I finished. So yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's the day, the start and finishing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to hear about your center and about how it's worked out and how it's supported through, you know, all your work. And that's a very lucky thing, because a lot of people have tried to do a center, but somehow it doesn't kind of work out. And I'm not really sure why, but it's nice to talk to somebody who has really kept a vision and known when it's okay.
Yeah, that's important that you follow you have a vision and you follow it. And just what I told, that you don't change it too often on but whatever people think you should do.
Ah.
So when I know I want to be on that point after 1 or 2 years, then I have a vision and I have a goal and I can work to it. And it's important that you, if not necessary, that you don't change your way to the goal. And during your path to the goal, there are a lot of, mostly people who say, but it's better to do this or better to do this. And I listen to them and thank them for their idea, but I follow the best ideas. And sometimes there's a good idea from the other people, but mostly when you are ready, when you have a thing and you have a vision, keep it and go on and put your energy in it. And that's what I think what I do. Uh-huh. And I have a lot of good people around me, a lot of volunteers. Otherwise, it's not possible to have a spiritual center. You need a lot of volunteers. And I have a lot of people who like to be here to clean the garden, to work in the center, to do the catering, or help me in the garden, anything. assist me doing workshops. Right. So, yeah, it's absolutely, that's a gift. I cannot thank God enough for being so lucky to have a center and to have so many nice people around me. It's absolutely a gift. Yeah.
Right. That's beautiful. Well, see, I would call those people who come and help you your community.
Good.
Yeah.
Repeat it, please, Chris.
I said, that's what I would call your community, is those people who come and help you and maintain the center and just support your work, because I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's really important. Yeah. One of my oldest Reiki students, when she started Reiki, it was so wonderful. So I had planned an evening in Zwolle, that's at about 30 kilometers here from my center.
Uh-huh.
And I had planned the evening to tell about Reiki. And it was in a hotel. And that was on a Saturday afternoon. And Monday, I got a telephone call from a woman, and she said, "Mr. Tegelhoff, you had Saturday a gathering for telling something about Reiki, and my question is, do you give treatments in Zwolle?" I said, "Yes, that's possible." And then she asked me, of course, what do I have to pay, and then we made an appointment. And when I came to her, she was 85 years, and she had a lot of healthy troubles. And I give her treatments, I think, at about 2 years. And then she said, "Joop, I wanted to do a Reiki course." So she was 87 when she did a Reiki course.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was my oldest one until now. And 1 year later, when she was 88, she came here for a workshop, The Work of Byron Katie. And the motivation was, she said, she was the only daughter of a couple, and her parents, of course, were died already years and years, and she didn't have also a brother and sister and nearly no family, but she had still things which we can call blockades. And as she said, "Before I die, I want to go clearly to heaven." So she was 88 when she came for the work.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely top. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And from time to time, I go to Bosnia.
Tell me about that.
Reiki Worldwide. Do you know it?
A little bit, but maybe some of the listeners don't know, so you could tell them about it.
Yeah, so Reiki Worldwide is a Dutch organization, and it's grounded for years ago, in the beginning from the war in Bosnia and Yugoslavia, and it was created by Nicoline de Kroon. Nicoline de Kroon is also a Reiki master. She went to former Yugoslavia with transports of goods, clothes,
right,
food and toys and anything. And all these in the neighborhood of Srebrenica, all the men and boys were killed, at about more than 8,000. So in that area, there are all women and little children now. So for about 15 years, every month they sended 4 people to Bosnia, and then special in the area of Srebrenica, where it all happens. And I've been there also a few times. It's really impression to be there, because the war is, in the meantime, now 18 years over, but in that neighborhood there are still a lot of damaged houses, no people in it, no one knows if people will come back, yes or no. What we do there is only giving treatments. So you go there for 7 days. We have to pay our travel on our own and also the cost there to stay there, to sleep there and eat there. And we give daily Reiki treatments in hospitals or in camps. There are a lot of people still living in simple wooden houses in camps together. And we give Reiki to the women who are still living there and the children if they want it. And it's wonderful work. And very special is that all these people are Muslims. And even they receive Reiki and want it. They are waiting on us. They know every month, oh, the Dutch people are coming. It's really amazing. And if people are interested, there is a website, www.reikiworldwide.com, I think, or .nl, NL from Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great work, and yeah, it gives a lot of good feeling to help there, to be there. Yeah.
So, do you have any, do people just go there, or do you have some kind of preparation to go there?
Yes. So, not as long ago, in my center, there was a day of a special day of Reiki Worldwide, and it was a weekend. The first day was an instruction day for new people who also want to be member of Reiki Worldwide and wanted to be sent out. And the second day was, what do you call it, reunion for everyone who is a member of Reiki Worldwide. So then we have a coming to together, speaking about things we see or in Yugoslavia or in Bosnia, maybe things that we can change, can do better. So a lot of sharing and, of course, doing Reiki to each other during such a day and eating together. So seeing each other once a year. Yeah, good organization.
That's wonderful. And do you know how many people are involved now? How many people have gone to Bosnia to do the treatments?
During the years?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of people. So every month there is a schedule on the website, and every month four persons. That means 48 a year. And most of the people, when they go once a year or once in, yeah, maybe some people once in 2 or 3 years, because a lot of people have to take time to get the money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because, yeah, you have to pay it on your own and over one week away. So for people who are working, it's at least 5-6 days. Holidays they have to take.
Right.
Not everyone likes to do that, or they have a special reason not to do it.
Right.
So I can understand so that I think a lot of people once in 2 years, yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's heavier. Yeah? When I look back for myself, I've been there a few times, and the last time was for me very heavy. And I combined it with once a year there's a walk, a remembrance walk. And then you walked away the same way as the woman who flew away from Srebrenica to Tuzla through the mountains. And we walked the same way. And then you finish at the cemetery where all these men are, what do you call it? Where they are laying in the ground. What do you call it?
Yeah, buried.
Buried, yes, sorry.
That's okay.
But during your walk, they tell you everywhere here in this school, people are gathered together, and they thought that they got a dry place for the night, and everyone went inside, and then they closed the door and shoot them all these things. And from time to time, you meet on your way, shoes half in the ground, clothes in a tree. So for me, it was in the last time very impression, and so I have now not been there for more than 2 years.
Uh-huh.
The last gathering here in the center a few weeks ago, I promised to go in 2014 again to Bosnia. Because it's worth to go. It's a very cool thing to be there for these people.
Yeah,
they have heavy times.
And is it to treat Muslim women, Reiki treatment?
In Bosnia.
Yeah.
So we give daily treatments on different places. And it's improving because we don't use Reiki tables.
Right.
Because they don't have it.
Right.
So mostly you are sitting on the ground and they are laying on a mattress. And so not so handy, but the people are waiting on us. The people like it and they are sitting and waiting. And sometimes we take a normal table. So it's another practice as in the center. But no problem.
Right.
It's good work.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered, because they're Muslim, if there's a difficulty in religious culture for a strange man to treat a Muslim woman.
We asked
it. That's not an issue.
We asked it before. And some of the women, they don't like a man on their body.
Ah, so then a woman...
Most of the people who go to Bosnia, most of the Reiki people, are women. Of course, it's normal in a workshop or in a Reiki course, most of them are always women.
Uh-huh.
And so we asked, which woman doesn't like to be treated by a man? Then we know it. So then I do only those women who give permission.
Uh-huh.
Touch the body.
Uh-huh.
And it's different. Not everywhere we are speaking about Reiki. In some cases, we use the word bioenergy. Do you understand the word bio?
I think so.
Yeah, bioenergy. And then it is okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bioenergy.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But in the meantime, the last years, there are more and more people in Bosnia, and we are still speaking about, I think, totally at about 20, but people who have done a Reiki course.
Uh-huh. Great.
Itself. Yeah. So it's little by little growing, and that's good, because one day we have to take our hands off it, that they can do it themselves,
right,
and that we can do it in other countries,
right.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing your life of Reiki, Jo.
Yeah. I like it.
Wonderful. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.